This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't have to fight to prove I'm right. But if it's a fight you want, it's a fight you'll get.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Here in the fields, there. Let's talk about Ukraine. Both sides have got beefs. The Slavs been fighting for 1,000 years, in between fighting the Huns and the Muslims. But the West did start this fight 9 years ago and bragged about it. And people like Soros just last year said, oh, I'm the Tsar of Russia, just to inflame the Russians. And now the Russians just wanted a third of Ukraine. They always said that was the mission. And now they've gone, they've taken it. And the media, the controlled corporate media, the enemy of the people, it's gone. The same media saying we need open borders and fentanyl's great and everything. They've gone from saying, oh, Ukraine's invincible, to I've got the Washington Post, the New York Times, they're all right here saying they've lost, they're losing everything. They're collapsing right now. And the Russians aren't even really pushing. They're just kicking them out and getting the few miles and the few cities they wanted. You're like, oh, well, great, this war will be over. No, sir. The globalists have said, we're not giving up. They put this intelligence chief in charge of things. They're going to go to terrorism. We said that with Jack Posobiec 2 weeks ago, and now they're sending in drones to bomb Russian cities and civilians to piss the Russians off. What a great idea. Let's go start a fight with people that have nuclear weapons. Because BlackRock and the bankers all feel insulated up in their big high-rises, and, oh, the military will take the blame, the politicians will take the blame. No, Klaus Schwab, all of you guys, like Bill Gates and Larry Fink, are going to take the blame. We all know who's doing this. If the Russians were in our business, which they're not compared to anybody else, I'd be all over their ass like stink on you-know-what. And the globalists have run off the Chinese they controlled, who are super evil, the leadership of it. They've broken with them. Everything the globalists are doing, the American power we had, is being run to the ground. And I'll be honest, I want the dollar to remain the world currency. Hell, that's the only thing we got left. I mean, I'm not trying to, like, shut American power down. But I want to see American power produce freedom and justice. Everybody wants to be with us. Instead, I'm watching people destroy everything that makes us strong. And if you look at them on average, they're a bunch of dumbass lawyers. God, these lawyers like Joe Biden. He's got a lot of nerve with all his race pushing stuff, man. God, calling black people super predators. We got to keep on a leash, all that stuff. He got the law passed. If a black man's caught with cocaine, he gets 3 times the prison sentence of a white man. That's real racism, folks. The black man's using cocaine. That's his problem. And I wish he wasn't doing it, just like a white man. But you sure as hell don't throw him in jail for 30 years. So here's the headlines. Ukraine growing weaker by the day, says Elon Musk. Congress leaves Ukraine aid bill in limbo. Canada pledges hundreds of drones to Ukraine. Okay. Iran just pledged thousands. Hillary says Trump will turn U.S. military against Americans. Big article in the Washington Post where they admit Putin's winning on every front. Their answer is double and triple down. Major victory for Russian army as Ukraine forces flee Eastern City. It's on like Donkey Kong. What are the globalists going to pull now?
The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWarsStore.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Segment I'm doing, and then Maria Z takes over the rest of the hour. Then I went short at 3 p.m. Central in about 54 minutes. All right, so you see this big-ass stack right here. This is FDA reports, CDC reports, major institutions admitting mass blood clots, mass death, 20 million dead. Could have done the whole show on this, folks. They did it. It's real. The shots are killing people in mass, erasing your immune systems, creating a weird hydrogel interface with computers. It's all confirmed. That Greg Reese report today is incredibly important. Wow. Everybody needs to get it and share it. Evidence shows biological ID system has already been deployed. We're living in the Twilight Zone. So, here's the big news. A couple days ago, we started seeing people put up Red Cross postings saying, did you take the COVID shot? Did you have COVID? And then we ferreted through it. We're writing articles about it right now. When you call them or you talk to them, they want to know that because that blood's being separated out from the main blood supply. So they're basically rejecting it. We said this 3 years ago. What are they going to do? People pay for unvaccinated sperm or whatever, or a woman hadn't been vaccinated. Well, don't worry. We're all getting it to one level because it sheds. That's been admitted for 3.5 years. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, this report. It's up on InfoWars.com. It deserves to get out. You want to win? Get it out. You want to roll over and die? Don't. Watch. Top FDA official admits didn't do enough, good enough job. Top FDA official admits didn't do a good enough job informing Americans about COVID-19 vaccine deaths. So now they're walking it back going, oh, there are some deaths, but it's really rare. Yeah, 20 million deaths, it's real rare. Last week during a House Oversight Committee, we just heard about today, on improving vaccine injury and compensation system, FDA director at the Center of the Biological Evaluation and Research, Dr. Peter Marks, admitted the FDA probably have not done a good enough job, this is a quote, at keeping Americans informed about vaccine-induced deaths. Why'd the FDA in October of 2000, 3 months before the shot rolled out in the U.S., say we predict blood clots, myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes, infertility, cancer? Because they'd already tested it in mice, folks. Now, I told you that 4 years ago in February of 2020 with the guy that authored the U.S. Biological and Chemical Weapons Law and former top U.N. prosecutor. He knows everything. He's got the special Harvard Kissinger PhD they give one out a year. He told you everything without telling you it was classified information. You said, oh, I just think this. And now we're sitting here watching this happen. So here is Dr. Peter Marks, former top or current former FDA official, top official admitting it.
Dr. Marks, we spoke over the phone back on August 10th of 2021, and I was asking about VAERS because I had lots of constituents reaching out to me saying there was tons of adverse effects, there was thousands of deaths, etc., and they were very concerned. And I asked how many were confirmed. And at that time, you said four. There were four cases that you confirmed deaths of that were caused by the vaccine. And I suggested at the time that the CDC and FDA do a better job of telling the public not just how many cases were reported, but how many were actually confirmed. And just, if I heard you right, just recently you said, well, we don't want to give out too much information because of privacy rights. But certainly we could put out how many were confirmed deaths, couldn't we?
Congresswoman, thank you so much for that question. I fully agree with you that we probably have not done a good enough job of communicating sometimes the actual numbers of deaths versus what's in VAERS. In fact, we just nearly fell prey to it here at this hearing. There are only handfuls, and I'll ask Dr. Jernigan to comment on this as well, that we can actually associate with that.
Can I ask why you haven't done it? I mean, this was August of 2021. It seems very logical to me that if you're saying people, the public, shouldn't count on VAERS because anybody can report to that, which they can, why wouldn't you as actively report to the public, well, we confirmed this really low number of cases that actually were caused by vaccines. I mean, it's been years now. Why haven't you done it?
We did present that in various settings, including at, I believe, at the Advisory Committee of Immunization Practices. It was mentioned at our Vaccine Advisory Committee. It perhaps did not go as broadly.
Is there an easy place for the public to find this? I remember you gave us some kind of link back in 2021, but it was really difficult to get to, if I remember right. And so why not spend the time like making if the goal is to give confidence to people in getting vaccines, why in the world would you just not say, okay, what we have done is we've investigated these deaths, we've done this, we've done that, and we've only found, you know, a handful. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me.
So what's happened is they've been caught in live times. They're going to say, oh, it's very rare, which is not 20 million dead. Insurance company numbers, can't meet that, those numbers. Best numbers out there. So he's like, oh, we could have done a better job telling you it's really rare. The whole thing's experimental. The whole thing's a lie. There's all these new blood clots. We all know the truth. So they're rearranging deck chairs right now on the Titanic. That's all these criminals are doing. And because they got away with so much murder and so many secret tests and so much corruption before, and they just plan to bum rush us down, have us give up. It's not happening. But the big takeaway here is that Congress is now talking about this. And there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. All right, overhead shot, please. Folks all over Twitter, all over X, have been talking about this in the last week, saying people are posting and saying, I went to give blood, and the Red Cross asked me, have you had COVID? Have you had the COVID vaccine? And sure enough, they're now trying to find out who's had the blood and who hasn't to decide where to send blood that has had it and hasn't had it, showing that the establishment doesn't want to take blood that is creating these giant clots and has all this garbage added to it, which we predicted they would indeed do. So here's the Red Cross document. Our printer sometimes malfunctions and prints stuff yellow. That's why it's yellow. Rapid Pass, Q79. Have you ever had a coronavirus COVID-19 vaccine? Yes, no, skip. If the answer is yes to the question, please call 1-800-RED-CROSS before coming to donate to determine if this will affect your eligibility. So they're saying if you've had the vaccine, it affects your eligibility. So there's the headline. Red Cross tells blood donors, you may be prohibited from giving blood if you've had the shot. Red Cross tells people vaccinated for COVID-19, you may be ineligible to give blood. Red Cross tells blood donors, if you've been COVID vaccinated, they may refuse your blood. That's the headline. Think about how massive that information is. People for a week like speculated. We just went ahead and checked it out and called the Red Cross and checked the links. Yeah, it's the Red Cross. This is official. So think for a minute how big that is. And imagine if this show wasn't on air or other shows like it, where we'd be. But because we're still on air, which is a miracle thanks to all of you, God working through you, we're still here. Maria Z from Australia with huge developments takes over here in a minute. Please remember, I cannot do this without you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get books, get films, get water filtration.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Just today, there have been pleas for Julian I believe it's Article 4 they're pleading under Article 4 because this is politically motivated and trying to put a stop to this extradition. If you can move a little bit away from the camera, John, and give us an update as to where this is at.
Okay. So Article 4 refers to the article in the United States and UK extradition treaty.
Are you able to move a little bit further away, John, so that we can see you? There we go. A little, yeah.
But I have two images in the camera. I don't know. It's weird that I have one image
there. Oh, there we go. We can see you. We can see you better now.
Because I have two images anyway. It's ridiculous. Article 4.
That's all right.
Article 4 refers to the article in the United States UK extradition treaty, which goes to say that you cannot extradite for political reasons. Anybody who. So that was what the argument today was about. Argument continued that espionage is an espionage charge is a political charge. And then the argument continued that the links are essentially political in nature. So that covered really most of the day's hearing. A little bit further on, the barrister went to say that the United States can't privilege itself by choosing one part of the extradition treaty, that is, that Julian can be extradited, and leaving out the other part of the extradition treaty, in particular Article 4. But that was most of the day, really.
It's really important, and I'm asking you about specifics, John. Again, if you can just move the camera away a little bit so that the viewers can see you properly. I'm asking you these specifics because a lot of people don't actually understand, what the case of Julian, the details of the case of Julian. I just went and watched a fantastic documentary, The Trust Fall, which I'll play a snippet for the viewers a little bit later on. The absolute mistreatment of Julian Assange, who is a hero. The U.S. prosecutors are saying that he helped U.S. Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning steal diplomatic cables and military files. That is not the truth. Publisher is entitled to publish what they've been given. Julian went to extreme care every single time he published anything to make sure that names were redacted. And this is extraordinary measures that are being used to silence, in my opinion, the best journalist in history.
Maria. Essentially, what you say is absolutely correct, except, adding to what you say is that the entire case is political. It's a political persecution. There are no laws involved. The laws are being used to fulfill an extradition to the United States of a publisher and a journalist that the United States has taken exception to. The public interest in the publications of Julian Assange in the cables, for example, the diplomatic cables, there's 250,000 of them, demonstrate to all people who are interested that the United States method of diplomatic cajoling or diplomatic coercion or diplomatic bribery. Most people in the world can get some benefit from it, particularly Americans, because you get to understand how the State Department uses the tools of power and the tools of money and the tools of assassination to ensure that they, the leaders of countries that, to ensure that those people who lead the countries that America is concerned with are the people that America wants. But in particular, it outlines the Iraq War files, outlines 15,000 unreported deaths of citizens during the United States invasion of Iraq.
No one's been put on trial for the war crimes, and yet Julian is still in prison.
Yes, but there are two lots of benefits, okay? One is that you know who the criminals are. Two is you know their methods of how they instituted their criminalities, for example, the destruction of Iraq. The third one is the willingness of governments to pursue the criminals that are so exposed. Well, I don't really expect the United States to arrest Pompeo and put him on trial, but what does happen is that people can do something about it themselves. And in the case of Iraq, one of the cables that was released ensured that the Iraqi parliament was able to ask the United States to withdraw all its troops and by refusing to sign the Status of Forces Agreement that would exist between Iraq and the United States and its allies. Consequently, the United States removed its troops. So you could say that releasing information for publishers like yourself and Alex to publish can stop a war, or can bring a war to an end, or can stop a war happening. It's marvelous.
Yes, absolutely. And they want to stop that power. They want to limit free speech. But when people hear limit free speech, they don't understand how far these people will take it. Julian Assange, there's a saying that we are all Julian Assange, and that is in no way, shape or form downplaying what Julian has been through. He's been tormented by these people trying to break his spirit. But it is in the sense that he is the example for the world, the true example. I note that he refused to give up his sources, and just the true example of journalism and free speech and what can happen, how far they will go to silence it. John, I know that you have a short time, but if you will, please stay with us after this short break. I want to ask you about what's just happened in Bologna. They've voted to confer honorary citizenship to Julian Assange, what this could mean and what we will expect tomorrow. So please stay with us. We'll be back after this very short break, and then I will close up the segment because I know that you need to go. We'll be back in a moment.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
With John Shipton, Julian Assange's father, joining us live from the UK, where Assange is facing possibly his final chance at escaping extradition to the United States, which will be, almost certainly the end of his freedom and the end of the freedom of the press. This is such a monumental week in history, not just for Julian Assange, not just for his family, who have also suffered greatly alongside this hero, but also every single person who dares to tell the truth in today's day and age. John, I want to ask you about this news coming out of Bologna. Bologna will confer honorary citizenship to Julian Assange. What do you know about this, and what could this possibly mean for his case?
It's marvelous. There's Naples, which have already conferred honorary citizenship, and there's Bologna, and last week there was Rome. So those three great Italian cities have conferred honorary citizenship. I thought when I go home, we might, you and I might go down and see the honourable councillors of the Melbourne City Council and suggest that they get in the queue and follow the good example of Rome, Bologna, and Naples and make Julian an honorary citizen. What do you think,
John? I would be honoured. And we'll absolutely do that with you. Anything that we can do to help Julian's case and help the family, I will be there. We will speak after we finish this broadcast, and I'll organise that with you. You have my word.
Thank you. Thank you. It'd be great fun.
Well, I want to ask you, because the last week you and I did an interview on another broadcast, Media Blackout, which airs on X, Vigilant Fox's Media Blackout, and we spoke about the news that came out of the Australian Parliament, most of Parliament, including the Prime Minister, supporting Julian Assange coming home, which he should be. He's an Australian citizen. It is ridiculous that he's not home already. But we were waiting for further action. I personally have not been able to find anything, John. Do you know of any further action by the Australian government?
No, but you know, the Australian Parliament, the Australian government, and the Australian polity, the people all line up behind Julian these days. Also, your media and other media, alternative media, they all line up. So I reckon that's pretty good going for us. The Australian Parliament showed extraordinary courage and fortitude, you know, in three particular areas. One, of course, is the freedom of Julian Assange. The other one is resisting the extraterritorial application of the United States to other countries. In the second one is to further Australian sovereignty by insisting as a parliament that the United States accede to the parliament's wishes and return Julian to his family and to Australia. And the third, of course, is defending the Australian Parliament, defended media, free speech, and the capacity of people to speak to each other based on knowledge, which is simply marvellous, I reckon. So kudos to the Australian Parliament. I'm only hoping that the administration of law in the UK can honour their laws and follow the Australian Parliament in its fortitude and courage.
I certainly hope so. John, what can we expect tomorrow? What have they said they're going to be addressing tomorrow? Can we expect a result tomorrow? Is it likely that this will extend beyond tomorrow? Give us an idea of what we're going to see.
Okay. Tomorrow, the prosecution will argue their case, so they'll no doubt say that everything that the defence said is simply rubbish, and that Julian ought to be extradited from the United Kingdom into the United States more or less tomorrow. That'll be the tone with which they address the matter. As for the decision from the judges, it will be sometime in the future. So they'll reserve their judgment and go away and think about it. The Australian Parliament, government and people putting their weight behind Julian is something that the United Kingdom has to take note of. I see in the AUKUS arrangements that the Australian government has given $3 billion to the United Kingdom to fix up their shipyards that make the Trident submarine, or make bits of the Trident submarine. So I would say that's a pretty strong bit of leverage that the Australian government has, and also demonstrates a bit of courage and firmness in its relationship with the United States. Two things that the United Kingdom could greatly benefit from, in my view.
Absolutely. And I mean, John, worst case scenario, if Julian is extradited to the United States, and I'm certainly praying that that does not happen, but if that happens, there is one final appeal option that I'm aware of. Can you explain that to us?
Yes, that's the European Court of Human Rights. I think it's Article 36 that we can make an urgent appeal, Article 39, make an urgent appeal for the court to stay and then examine the extradition of Julian to the United States. I don't know how that'll go. The United Kingdom remains a member of the Council of Europe and the court, the European Court of Human Rights system, but whether they will obey it is another matter.
Well, John, we're extremely grateful for you. I know it's late there now in the UK. Julian is in our prayers. We are sharing as much as we possibly can. For everyone who's watching, make sure you share this information everywhere. Speak about Assange, speak on social media, make this the number one focus of your day, today and tomorrow, as a bare minimum, to make this the top of everyone's minds. John, I'm going to play a little bit, a clip after the next break to show everyone a little bit from the trust fall, because I think it's very, very important the way that it's been put together. Kim, the producer, director there, has done a fantastic job to really paint Julian in the correct light, because the media has, you know, persistently not been, I think, advocating for him as they should. There have been a lot of slander pieces, a lot of accusations that have been false against Julian. Many people who understand freedom and understand the truth have gone looking for it, and they understand that this is not that he's been misrepresented so many times. But it's high time that the media starts to really advocate for him, as the people have. Closing comments very quickly, John. We've got about a minute until break.
Well, just quickly, I thank you. I thank Alex Jones and all of the listeners, and also delighted with the support we've received right around the world. Gabrielle will be in Washington, D.C. On the 28th, after a week, and doing the tours of Congress. So thanks, everybody. And Maria Frank, see you soon.
Thank you so much, John. God bless you. We will all be keeping a very close eye on this. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be back after this short break. I want to show you something, a clip that everyone needs to see, that I believe will really move the world, including this interview, will really move the world to act on this. This is not just about Julian.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Shipton, Julian Assange's father. We're very, very grateful that he joined us. It's late there, over there in the UK. He's been in the court all day, waiting to hear what's going to happen with Julian, hearing his lawyers present his side. And so we're very, very grateful that he joined us in the midst of that ordeal. I'd like to play everyone a short snippet, the trailer from the new documentary by Kim Statton called The Trust Fall. I went and saw it at an independent screening recently, and I really, really was encourage everyone to go and watch it. At the moment, it's only showing in Australia, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom, with plans, I believe, to be shown elsewhere, potentially in the United States. But everyone, take a look at this and see who Julian Assange really is.
This is generally the view of people, we don't know much about Assange. But you should know, because whether you know it or not, he is fighting for you.
For your courage and leadership and tenacity in journalism and publishing.
Since 2010, Assange has been held in progressively narrower, darker, colder, and crueler spaces.
He has been detained since the 7th of December 2010 in one form or another.
And we are now here after years of imprisonment.
WikiLeaks
which is a non-state hostile intelligence service.
I think the man is a high-tech terrorist.
A high-tech terrorist.
A traitor, a treasonous.
He has to answer for what he has done.
Assange faces up to 175 years in prison for publishing classified documents exposing U.S. war crimes.
The U.S. government narrative about Julian is a complete fraud. It is a complete fraud from A to Z.
Julian took on the most powerful countries in the world, basically all of them.
We now have confirmed that there were plans to kidnap Julian here in the center of London, or even assassinate him.
No one who instigated any illegal and immoral war has been brought to justice. But the great truth teller sits behind bars.
If wars can be started by lies, peace can be started by truth.
Julian Assange is a hero.
What if everything we thought we knew about somebody was a lie? Would we be willing to go on a new journey of understanding? This is a story of deception, lies, bravery, and a man who risked everything to bring the truth to light.
Mr. Assange shows all the symptoms that are typical for a person that has been exposed to psychological torture over a prolonged period of time.
He looked at me intensely and said, "I hate to say this." He then hesitated, visibly troubled and searching for words. And then he finally said, "Please, save my life."
If you think Assange is a traitor, he's a rapist, he's a narcissist, he's a hacker, I don't blame you, because you have been deceived. And if you think you've not been deceived, that's normal, because otherwise it wouldn't be deception.
So you look at the case of Assange and you see how since his persecution, since they began to this pursuit of this man who literally just published what he was given. He published what he was given, which is what The Guardian does every day, which is what the Daily Mail do every day, the ABC. And not to mention that many of these mainstream media outlets are publishing propaganda and lies, telling us blatant lies every single day and zero accountability for these people. They are trying to bring in legislation in this country, Australia, where Julian is from, literally the greatest journalist in history. They are trying to bring in legislation that absolves the mainstream media from any responsibility whatsoever for publishing misinformation, while people like me would be investigated and potentially imprisoned for daring to tell you, I don't know, what the UN is doing, because that's misinformation. It is so dangerous, and you see the increase of the persecution of not only journalists but anyone who dares to tell the truth ever since the case of Julian Assange. So imagine the precedent that this will set if this man, who's been kept in prison, in solitary confinement, literally tormented in order to break his spirit and break his will. Imagine the precedent that it will set for anyone who dares to tell the truth in future. Owen Schroyer's had a taste of this. Owen Schroyer has had a small taste of this. What do you think happens if they extradite Assange and he goes to prison for 175 years? Under the Espionage Act, this will be absolutely historic. In the worst possible way. Recently, you may have caught that interview that Tucker did. I've forgotten the gentleman's name now. Just bear with me. He did an interview regarding censorship and how people are Mike Benz, Tucker and Mike Benz. And he did an interview regarding how the government, the U.S. government, and probably every single government gets away with censoring people under the the guise of treating these people as though they're domestic terrorists, they're a threat to democracy, therefore they need to be censored. Well, these people get put on watch lists like we saw mums in schools. You know, domestic terrorists because you don't want your children's genitals cut off or you don't want your children being sexualized in school. And they get classed as terrorists. So if Julian Assange, who simply published information, gets trialed under the Espionage Act, gets charged under the Espionage Act, what do you think happens to those school mums who've been classed as domestic terrorists and a threat to democracy in future? Perhaps people don't understand just how far this will extend to. What Mike Benz revealed through Tucker Carlson, if you haven't seen that interview, you need to go and watch it. It was one of the most eye-opening interviews, I think the most important interviews that I've seen on the topic of the mechanism of censorship in the world. Everyone needs to understand how this works and understand that the government has turned its surveillance, its hatred, and absolutely every single possible negative categorization on the people that dare hold it accountable. And they've been able to do it because of the fact that so many people allowed this to continue with Julian Assange. I'm not beating anyone over the head here. We have a lot to deal with out there. We have the sexualization of children agenda. We have the poison shots. We have so many different varying agendas, digital identity, digital currency, all of the above. And it comes at us left, right, and center. Elections, possible EMPs, cyber attacks. It comes at us arrows from every single direction. But how much harder do you think it will be to get the truth out if they succeed? If they succeed with this politically motivated charge of espionage against a journalist. Journalism is not spying. Journalism is not spying. And telling the truth is not espionage. Can you imagine if Julian Assange and WikiLeaks were in full swing over the last 3 years? How much quicker it would have been to get the truth out about what was happening, how much more information we'd know. Maybe we'd know exactly what's in the shots. Maybe someone would have leaked that anonymously to WikiLeaks. People are afraid to come out publicly, but there are still a lot of people that will give anonymous information within these agencies. Imagine if WikiLeaks and Julian Assange were in full swing. How much further we'd be along the lines of victory. We cannot let them get away with this. So this is my appeal to everyone watching. Share this interview today with Julian's father. Share this information. Go to thetrustfall.org if you're in Australia, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. Go to the screening. Support the worthy cause. Share it everywhere. I'll be on the Alex Jones Show in the coming weeks. I'll let people know when it's showing in the US, hopefully soon. A huge shout out to Kim Statton for that documentary. He did a phenomenal job. And a huge, huge thank you to every single person. From now, I'm thanking you for spending these next 2 days on raising awareness on Julian Assange. Do not be silent. Speak up everywhere. Talk to regular people in the street. Because if they come for him, they'll come for you and me and everyone else. God bless you all. Thank you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.